From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, the United Nations is recognizing next year, 2026, as the International Year of the Woman Farmer. That's according to Lisa Wary. She's a Pennsylvania farmer and also a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Women's Leadership Committee. She says that committee has a full slate of programming for the year ahead, including something they're calling the ACE Summit,
which is Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. We're going to do that in D.C. in June, and that's going to roll right into the Women in Ag Survey, which will explore women's leadership and involvement, access to the industry, and identify barriers and opportunities and provide actionable insights to strengthen engagement and support systems. But the big thing is about how women play a vital role in American agriculture.
Once again, the United Nations is recognizing the year 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
It's my pleasure to welcome to the program a first-time guest. Her name is Nicole Rocha. She is with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Nicole, we're going to be talking about a trend that I think a lot of us in the agricultural community have seen over the last 10, maybe 15 years or so, and that is agritourism, which we're seeing a lot of, and also homesteading. So welcome to the program. Tell us what you can share about what you're seeing with that topic.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here. I appreciate it. It's fascinating. We're located in Loudoun County, Virginia. We are about 1 hour from Washington, D.C., but the western part of our county and many counties adjoining us are still quite rural. We've got a long history in agriculture, and we're seeing a big trend in what we call homesteading, a homestead farm. So typically this is a family who wants to move to a small acreage. It could be 2 acres, it could be 10 acres. They want to live on the property and they want to have small livestock, rabbits, chickens, goats, sheep, maybe even a cow or two. And often honeybees. They want to be self-sufficient or as much as they can and have a agricultural lifestyle. So rather than growing or raising animals for commercial use for sale, they're raising them for their own uses. In Loudoun County, this kind of homesteading acreage oftentimes is also eligible for what we call a land use tax benefit. Hmm. And many counties have a similar program. So when I get a customer calling asking about, you know, how can I do this? This is a type of property that has a barn or a shed and a house. It's not considered a traditional consumer purchase. This is something that Farm Credit is very much interested in financing. This is right up our alley. We love the agricultural type lifestyle, and we can finance the purchase of the property. We finance what we call farm improvement type things, like we need to improve fencing, water, pasture, anything, certainly any type of tool, equipment, tractor. We can build sheds, we can build pens, just about everything that you could want to do on a farm, big or small, we can do it. The benefit to the homesteader family is that this is where they live, and they've got great control over their lifestyle being exactly the way they want it. Many of these customers have young families, or have young children, excuse me, and they want the children to grow up in this type of environment.
Let me ask a quick question, if I might. Let's say I'm in a situation like you described, that there's maybe a subdivision right next to my farm. You know, there's more and more homes being built in rural areas. And as a farmer, I'm wondering, okay, how can I continue to farm? I've only got 10 acres. And, well, okay, let's put in a haunted hayride, or a pick-your-own pumpkin patch, or something of that nature. I've got an audience sitting right in my lap. I can go to Farm Credit to finance those business enterprises.
In most cases, yes. So that's a great segue into agritourism. We have so many people who have been farming here, and in the last 30 years, their farmland has shrunk. Because of increased developments. However, agritourism is an amazing boost, and it's a great way to make some of that acreage work for you that in a different way, and in a way that maybe it can't with row crops or livestock. We have people who have done such a thing, a haunted barn or a pumpkin patch or pick your own type of fruit or vegetables, and it's a wonderful way to capture a lot of the revenue coming from people moving out to the country because they want the country environment, but also helping your farm or your acreage produce some more.
Well, unfortunately, our time is up in this segment, Nicole, but I want to thank you for everything you do, and thank you for being a guest on our program. If people should have questions about how to finance either an agritourism operation or perhaps even a modern homesteading operation, they can just call their local office of Farm Credit. Thank you once again, Nicole Rocco with Farm Credit of the Virginias. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Just enough time this weekend for our pearl of wisdom. It tells us that common sense. Well, common sense is a flower that doesn't grow in everyone's garden. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.